This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled down on his claims Tuesday that hydroxychloroquine is an effective treatment for COVID-19. He spoke to the press Tuesday afternoon before ending questioning abruptly when pressed on the credentials of one of the doctors he said support its use. The president had backed off of his dogged support of the drug in recent days, until Monday night, when he issued more than a dozen tweets defending its use. Meanwhile, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor has misled the public about the drug. Mr. Trump retweeted a post by former aide Steve Bannon that alleged Fauci has misled the American public on many issues. This is a direct quote, has misled the American public on many issues, but in particular, on dismissing hydroxychloroquine. That's the end of the quote. Fauci responded by saying, I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances. Another Trump tweet featured a woman who said in a video she was a Houston, Texas physician standing outside what seemed to be the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington promoting the use of the drug and discouraging the wearing of protective face masks. Twitter subsequently flagged the post, and a company spokesman confirmed the tweet, which has been removed from Mr. Trump's feed, violated its COVID-19 misinformation policy. At this earlier today, U.S. Attorney General William Barr testified before Congress that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States. Barr called the late May death of George Floyd in police custody a horrible event that sparked a necessary conversation, but said ongoing protests in Portland have become disconnected from his death. VOA News.